Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're local and live in the studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window, and it's a great day to be in the duck blind. We've got overcast skies, a little bit of drizzle. They'll be flying low and fast today, and you can bust them out, man. What a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up the smoker. I don't know if I'd grill today, but the smoker's a good option. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Oh, I'd be grilling if I could.
Yeah, I know. I know. We'll get into that, too, because this whole deal with who has a wedding in the middle of football season, in the middle of hunting season? Oh, yeah, that's right. Bob's daughter does. Bless her heart. Love her. She's a great gal, but I'm not
agreeing
with
the date.
Why don't
you, like, mess up August or something?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, we're doing it, and we're having fun. And speaking of messing up, I do a little bit of duck and goose hunting, and Bob asked me to talk about the one or two biggest blunders that I've ever done in the duck blind. And honestly, I did this last season, and I rung my buddy's ears. I was following a duck. I shoot left-handed. And when you're focusing down the barrel with your left hand, you got no peripheral vision on the left. Everything's on the right. And I had a duck coming from right to left on me, and I swung on the duck and got behind it, and I tried to catch up, and I shot right over top of my buddy's head. Now
you pulled a Cheney.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God didn't shoot him, but that is a big blunder, because I tell you what, I rung his ears bad. I've had it happen to me, too. It's an honest mistake, but it's just that, a mistake. You got to be safe when you're out there, guys.
I had a guy pull that on me at deer camp with a 12-gauge and a slug.
Yeah, no good. No good.
No.
I don't know. But, you know, anyway, just be careful out there. It's the time of year when you bust out your guns. You haven't had them out, maybe. Practice a little bit. Think about, be safe, because you don't want anybody to get hurt.
Always a good idea. You know, I took the Operation Injured Soldiers out with Best Chance, two charters out of Saugatuck, and had a wonderful time, because Best Chance 2 is simply the best charter company in Lake Michigan. It's fact. Okay? It's just a fact. But the captain and owner of that boat has become a good friend of ours now, and his name is Dave Engels, and he's been out in the blind all morning doing a little fowl hunting himself, and he's on the grilling line job.
Awesome. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today, man?
We're doing it. It's an excellent day, just like you called it.
Yeah.
The hunting's great. We actually have our duck hunting this morning. We get limited out, and we're back at the clubhouse, so you got to love it.
Oh, man, you do. What'd you get today?
We killed mostly mallards, a couple teal, and a couple wood duck, but the majority of, just enough to get a nice mix to fill us out. But the mallards came sweet, one, two at a time. It wasn't, big flocks and stuff. You could pick out the greenheads and, tore us up. We were everything was right. We looked like the world's greatest duck hunters this morning. That's what is up on us, you know.
That is right.
Did you have a big deke spread, or were you just calling them in?
We had a pretty nice spread. We had like 24. Well, we had more than that. We had about 30 decoys out. Had a winger out and, spinning wing, but really didn't need it. They wanted to be where we were at. And, some come in from right out of the atmosphere. Our last shot, were four ducks just dropped straight down. We needed one greenhead, and guy picked it out and just, corked it. And it was just, shot really well. It was just one of those days. And, it's been that way. We've had some very good hunting, at Open last weekend. And I think we've limited all but one day, in ducks or geese, whatever we were after. So it's been pretty good for the conditions. Our water is so low, And there's such little water that, you know, it's hard to hold any birds, but we've had enough working around, and the hunting conditions have been ideal. You know, it's just been windy and overcast and, you know, perfect conditions, really.
Are you think you're seeing flight birds yet, or are they all local still?
You know, I got to believe we kind of lost some, which we do when the shooting starts. We kind of lost some ducks, but we shot like 5 widgeon yesterday and, you know, a couple gadwall, and those definitely were not local birds. So, yeah, I think we're getting some new ones. Day before, we shot a bunch of blue wings. I would say those were, you know, locals yet. So it's transient. You know, it just happens. It's just that time of year when it happens.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It is a damp Saturday morning. Good day for duck hunting. Good day for a lot of things. But we're talking right now with Captain Dave Engels from Best Chance 2 Charters. And you are hunting right off the Kalamazoo River in Saugatuck area.
That is correct. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Where we're at today.
Great
we've
place.
We've been hunting Sunville most of the week. And we'll be over there tomorrow. The, you know, the goose season's open now here, and goose hunting's been excellent for us so far on the private land.
I went out to Dave's place about a month ago after we took Operation Injured Soldiers out. And, by the way, thank you very much. That was just a wonderful day. I felt so happy and proud and just all sorts of things after that day. But you guys really did it upright.
Yeah, they're you know, it's a great organization. You know, there were some sad cases there, some guys, you know, that had some real stories, and it was good to see them bond and talking. And, it could be awful emotional. You know, I can see that for, you know, a lot of guys. It's a tough thing, but it was nice to put together. I'm glad you could show up, and it really went well. We're going to try doing bigger and better next year around Memorial. So
yeah.
All the charter boats in Saugatuck want to be involved, and we're going to put together a bigger thing yet. Yeah, maybe we can do some grilling for them when we get in.
And Captain Bill Bale, thanks, or First Mate Bill Bale, thanks to him too. But what do you like to do in terms of grilling that duck?
Well, one of the things that we've got, you know, the big thing when you're grilling a duck or a goose is when you know, a lot of people cut the breast off the bone. And when you do that, the outside or where the skin would be, you want to cook it. Do 80% of your cooking with that side down. It's got a bit of a membrane or something that keeps it moisture in and keeps it juicy. And then you just flip the other side, you know, when it's almost done, just to sear it in. And but you want to do most of the cooking with what would be the outside or where the skin would normally be, you know, and that's the best way to cook a duck breast. Now, there's some great recipes to just take a big knife and cut a duck right square in half. You know, a whole plucked duck, leave the skin on it, and grill it with the bone side down, and do basically what I said, just flip it on the other side just for a minute, and that's a great, great, great way to cook it as well, you know, and add your favorite sauces and seasonings and things like that.
So that's kind of like what we spatchcock a chicken. Do you cut it? We cut the spine out of a chicken, so you could cut the spine out of a duck and take as many bones out as possible, and you're saying grill it with the skin side up as long as you can?
The other way around, it would be what would, yes, when you do it that way, that is correct. Yeah.
So you have a chance to marinate it, rub it, do whatever you want to it, and season it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That sounds really good. See, I might be a bigger duck fan if I found a really good way to grill it.
Well, I think a lot of guys overcook it and dry it out, and it gets really tough. There's a point where it's got to be cooked so it's edible, but you don't want to go much beyond that because that stuff toughens up and dries out in a hurry.
That's right.
That is exactly the problem. Everybody overcooks duck and fish. That is so true.
Well,
the big thing is getting the shot out. If there happened to be shot in the breast or whatever, you're better off to just cut it up and make poppers. But if you get a nice clean one that's got a good clean kill without any shot in the breast meat and stuff, that's the ones you want to be grilling, you know, grilling with.
Well, thanks so much. Dave Engels, Best Chance 2 Charters. Hey, you have yourself the best day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's Dave. He's
coming up
quite
next. I'm going to break down one of my goose recipes that's pretty good, and we're going to wrap it up with a few more ideas for your tailgate. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.